we could be in store for a record-breaking season for the Detroit Lions, and not in a good way. The Lions were blown out, embarrassed, shackled, stepped on, and let me look in my thesaurus, humiliated on Sunday by the Philadelphia Eagles 44-6. Detroit was outscored 41-0 before breaking the shutout on an 8-yard touchdown run by Jamar Jefferson with 7:14 left. The Lions are now 0-8 and have 2 weeks to dwell on yet another defeat as Dan Campbell looks for ways for Detroit to avoid becoming the first NFL team to go 0-17. Campbell was a player on that Detroit team in 2008 that went 0-16. The Bears played without Coach Matt Nagy on the sideline and without Khalil Mack on the field, as San Francisco beat the Bears 33-22 at Soldier Field. Bears quarterback Justin Fields had a rushing and passing touchdown and one interception. The World Series is headed back to Texas after the Houston Astros rallied from a 4-0 deficit in the first inning and went on to beat the Atlanta Braves 9-5 in Game 5 last night. The win puts the party on hold in Atlanta as the Braves look to close out the series, but Atlanta still leads the series 3-2 with Game 6 coming up on Tuesday. In the NBA last night, the Detroit Pistons picked up their first win of the season on Saturday night, but the Brooklyn Nets made sure there wouldn't be a second, as James Harden tied Larry Bird for second in career triple-doubles, as the Nets topped the Pistons 117-91. Harden had 18 points, 10 rebounds, and 12 assists. Kevin Durant had a game-high 23 points for Brooklyn. Corey Joseph came off the bench to lead Detroit in scoring with 13. Rookie Cade Cunningham did not play for Detroit last night. He did play in Saturday's win over Orlando, but only scored 2 points. Coming up tonight, the Pacers host San Antonio at 7, and the Bulls are in Boston at 7:30. NHL tonight, the Blackhawks are home to face the Ottawa Senators at 8. Chicago is still looking for their first win. The Blackhawks are 0-7-2, and believe it or not, they're not in last place. The Arizona Coyotes are 0-8-1. College football's latest rankings are shaken up once again after Michigan State rallied to beat Michigan 37-33 on Saturday. The new top 5, Georgia, Cincinnati, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Michigan State. Ohio State is 6th, Notre Dame is 8th, Michigan falls to 9th, Iowa is 19th, and Penn State is 22. And the high school volleyball postseason begins tonight as the district tournament starts. Division 1 at St. Joe has Lakeshore taking on Portage Central at 6. Division 2 at Dowagiac has Coloma and Benton Harbor at 5, and Dowagiac against Berrien Springs at 7. Division 2 at Allegan has Plainwell and Otsego at 6. Division 2 at Three Rivers, it's Vicksburg and Constantine at 6. In Division 3 at Bridgman, it's Brandywine against Waterville at 6. Division 3 at Lawton, Decatur faces Lawton at 6 o'clock. In Division 4 at Michigan Lutheran, Lake Michigan Catholic will take on New Buffalo at 6. And in Division 4 at Martin, it will be Martin against Goebbels at 6 o'clock. For more sports and scores from last night, and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Monday, November 1st, I'm Dave Wolfe.